We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning from three lines from the top. Finished with the Garata, going back to our Mishnah, which is talking about Gid HaNasha. It said in the Mishnah, Gid HaNasha is not Noyeg Ba'oif. That even though Oif does have a sciatic nerve, has this Gid HaNasha, has a sciatic nerve, has this Gid, still, it's mutter to eat when it comes to the bird. When it comes to a piece of chicken, you're allowed to eat the nerve. We talk eat the whole thigh because there's no din gid hanasha about an oif. Why not? You see, it has a gid hanasha. So it's more islay le'ogel. It has, but the thigh bone is not rounded. The meat around the thigh bone is very straight. If you look at a piece of chicken, it's very straight. The chicken on the bone, the end of the thigh is very straight. It's not rounded, and therefore it doesn't have a din gid hanasha because it says kaf hayarich. A kaf also being rounded. Let's say islay le'oif v'ogel. Let's say you have oif that's rounded, or islay behemah v'lo'ogel. We find the behemah does not have a rounded calf. My, boss of the day, then you go boss of the specific animal, that is it rounded or not? And then, but oif will have it, and by that behemah won't. A boss are minos lino. You go boss of the men, teku, ubleibing with a shayla. Therefore, if you see a piece of chicken with a rounded calf, do not eat it because we're ending the Gemara with a teku. We're not sure what the halacha will be by such oif. V'noyag b'shol. It says vayit in the Mishnah that this din of Gid HaNasha is noyig even by a shalil, even by the baby found in the mother's stomach. The lashon of the Mishnah is like this: the noyig b'shalil, Rav Yudah me ain noyig b'shalil, v'chel by mutter. Now v'chel by mutter is going like who? Rav Yudah or Tanakama? That would be a shtickle discussion of our Gemara. So the Gemara Mashmuel, v'chel by mutter the ba'akoyel. What the Mishnah means that the chelev of the shalil is mutter is the kuliyama. The machloek is about the Gid HaNasha of the shalil, of the baby found in the mother's stomach. But the chelev is mutter li v'akar. So we're chel b'demai. Ilim is shalil, talking about the shalil. That's what you're talking about, the shalil is mutter? But in fact, it's part of the machloek. How do we know? Time within a b'raisa. Noyig b'shalil, but the din of Gid HaNasha is noyig by shalil, by the fetus. V'chel by osir. And the chelev of that behemoth that's found inside the mother is also divrei Rav Meir. That's what Rav Meir says. Rudaimer ain loyig b'shalav v'chelav mutter. There's no gedar nasha, and the chelev is mutter. Clearly, it's machlekes chelev if it's mutter or not. And the Gemara feels it has to explain what the machlekes is in order to bring the kasha. Tosfos talks about why we need Amar Rabbalaza, but it's good to know the machlekes anyway. But Amar Rabbalaza, Amar Rabbi Shaya, machlekes, the whole machlekes is ben tishachai. Only by ben tishachai. V'chelav Meir shetasai, Rav Yehuda shetasai. So let's explain this. The halacha is that if you find a behemoth inside the mother's stomach after the shechita, it's mutter to eat, and that's a kuliyama. There's one exception. If it's already a ben tes and it's alive, it's a full term animal and it's alive when you shecht it, Rav Meir will hold that already there it will not be mutter ideh mother. Rav Yehuda will be mutter because there's a din kol asher be behemoth techelu. But Rav Meir says not if it's already a full term behemoth. So therefore, we're talking about a full termer here, a ben teschai. If it's a ben zayin, so then everyone will agree the chelev is mutter and the gid is mutter. Why? Because kol asher behemah the chelev, whatever you find the behemah you eat, everything. But here it's a full term. So according to Rav Meir, it needs its own shechita. So obviously, it has its own gid hanasha and chelev. Rav Yehuda says it doesn't need its own shechita. You know why? It's a piece of the mother. It's a piece of the mother. There's no din gid hanasha or chelev. So the Gemara's kash is heck. You say the chelev is mutter l'kuliyam. It's not true. It's machloek. It's Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. So like we spoke out, Tosfos Dirmas of Amma asked this kasha, why do you have to save Rabbi Eliezer? It's clearly it's like it's the first surprise. Huh?
Like I said,
Ben Zayin. What? Why can you say Chel Bei Mutter is a Ben Zayin? Yeah. Then there wouldn't be a Chalikas by Gid HaNasha, then what would be a Chalikas by Gid HaNasha then? He says, Gid HaNasha Machalikas, and Chel Bei is a Kuliyama. So that's you have to understand. He's saying Chel Bei is also Machalikas, the same Machalikas seems like. Because by Ben Zayin, everything is Mutter. Tosfos says, "Hushuk lasui the Rabbi Yalos, the Yilara Yalos, Avaimer, have a mina chel by the Gzorim Brais, and a chel by the Gid, the Arm of the Chel by the Shol." Therefore, he brings it. He has a pshat. Why you would say that? So the Gemara. So it's back straight. What does Shmuel mean? The chel by mutter the Rakel. What does that mean? Well, Taka the chel by according to Shmuel means something else. Nothing to do with the Shalil. Chel by mutter means the chel of the Gid. Nothing to do with Shalil. Every chel of the Gid is mutter. Well, chel by the Gid. The chelev of the gid means that the gid, besides the sciatic nerve itself, which goes from the top of the thigh bone deep into the thigh, into the meat of the thigh, that's the gid itself. Then you have chel by the gid, that's fat around the gid. So Shmuel is saying that's mutter. It's not true. But mitzvah plegba, it's mechleg is also a talent in the brayse. The gid anosha mechata achra v'chol makom shehu. That's number one. V'chaydech shamnim ikro. Dibra Meir. Meir says two things. First of all, this gira nasha, it keeps on going, this nerve. It keeps on going into the meat and deep into the foot. You have to get everything out. You can't just get the gira itself out. As it goes deeper into the meat, you have to take out all the gira nasha you can find. Mechatet acharav. That's number one. Number two, he says, you have to take the shuman I get it off of. Chaydech shamnim ikro. You also have to cut off all the shuman around the gira. That also goes in the garbage. You can't eat that. Dibra Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, and you understand why today we don't eat any part of the legs and the back is because it's very hard to get out all this shuman and all the nerves. The Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, goyimayim mashufi, you cut it right by the end of the rounded area, you cut that off, and you throw that away, and the rest is fine. You don't. So he's arguing two points here. First of all, you don't have to be mechat zacharav, and he also holds that shuman I get is mutter. Arguing on both points. So what do you see? That chalbed gives mechalik. So Meir Huda, heck, he says to kuli yam. So tomorrow, I am chalbed the gid. I am talking about the chalbed the gid. And what he means to say is it's mutam midaraisa. Or moed shmul the rameya midarabanan also. Even rameya says you have to get rid of it. It's only midarabanan. The time went to the raisa. V'shamrei mutter. The shuman I gid, the fat around the gid is mutter. V'yisrael kadosh nagav yisrael. And klai yisrael nagav yisrael. And my love, it's Ramey. So you see, Ramey, even Ramey who holds also holds mutam and atarim. That's what Shmuel means. My love, Ramey, don't mutam and atarim. What's the rabbanon? So come on, my maybe don't Rabbi Yehudi. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ramey attack him with the rice nami aser. No, you can't say that. Why? You don't tell the rice. So gida nosha mechata achrav v'chomokim shu. The gida nosha, you dig into the foot and you take out that nerve wherever it is. V'chomokim shu wherever you find it. V'sham noy mutter. And the shuman is mutter. Now, man shamalei the isle chatita. Who holds you have to chatita? Not Rabbi Huda, right? Rameya. But come and shani mutter. And the shuman is mutter. Vice tois, shuman is mutter midaraisa. So when he says chalwe mutter means not mutter lemaisa, it means mutter midaraisa. But avada, it's also midarabanon. So it's a fear of mayor, akaponim, it's also midarabanon. According to Rabbi Huda, it's even mutter midarabanon. But no one holds the shuman agid is also midaraisa. And that's what Shmuel is teaching us. Chalbi mutter means that midaraisa, the chel of agid, is mutter midaraisa kuliyamu. Omra vitzavar Shmuel, v'amahat omarav, li'osra teira, ela kenukainois shabai. This is a new thing. He says, the whole ist of gidin osha is not the gay of the gid itself. The gid itself is a very tough tendon, it's not even edible. So Rav says, a big chiddush, the only iser Torah of Gira Nasha is only the little Kinkoinia Shabbat. Those who have an article tomorrow can look at the Akdama to Gira Nasha, you'll see a picture of the Kinkoinis. It's these little thin veins that come out of the sciatic nerve. Little thin veins, and those are more edible. They're softer, they're smaller, they're thinner. And that's what we're referring to, the iser Gira Nasha. Ula Agus Eitzu. If you're right, it's an eight, it's a piece of wood. So all argues on Rav. Now, we know from the beginning of Perek, there's machlekes, if the gid anasha is the yes beginning of Satam, and beginning of Satam. So Tosis explains that machlekes can't be the same as Rav and Ula. Rav and Ula are Amoraim, and that was a pasha of machlekes Tanoi. So Rashi explains that the machlekes going to Rav, yes beginning of Satam, is in the Kukainish Shabbat. Do they give Tam? They're definitely softer, and Mechlekes don't even have time or not. The eights, the big ones, is nothing. And in Ula, it's the opposite. The Mechlekes is on the eights, Peshaboy. The Kekoini is or not. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says, but Ula, Vadisav, command them, and begin, it says there, it also says another point also, that Rav is going, according to Vandi Yama, yes, we give Mechlekes time. That's why he says it has to have some kind of time. And Ula is saying, you don't need Mechlekes time. That's why he holds that the eights who could be Chayiv. Ayin Toys the Mascha Ula just explains how the two machlekes are not mamish toys zebazet. Zotu Mara Vaita. I'm a baya that Ula makes the most sense. Kavos Ula Mistabra. Why? I don't want to say Shamar Vasi. Chutin Shevechelev Asurim Vechayav Melehim. That the Chelev that's Osir in a behema is a different type of Chelev that's Osir in a behema by the flanks, by the stomach. That some of them have these little like threads that come out of it, little strings that come out of the Chelev. That the Rai says, Betzim Mutim. But it's only also with the Rabbanon. Why? Alma, Chelav Rachmona, Vloy Chutim. Hakinami, Gidam Rachmona. This says the Gidam Rachmona, not the Kekoinias, but Loy Kekoinias. Therefore, Ula is very mistabra, the Iker Issa is by the Gidam Rachmona, not the Kekoinias. Once you mention this in the Chelav, we have a little Gemara in this Chelav Gemara. Gufam Rav Sheshish, Om Rav Asi, Chutim Shevichelav, that the fats that are Osir, the Chutim that come out of it, are Surim Echayam Malay, not Chayav. Shavakulya and the kidneys, asurim vechayom lehem, they also have these white threads of chaylev. They're asur, but they're not chayev. Loiven kulya is the fat, the white stuff that's in the pipe that goes into the middle of the kidney, and there's a big charitz there. There's a big hole there, and that's full with fat. It's full with this fat called loiven kulya. It's white, and it goes through the kulya. So that's not mamash chutim. That's part of the kulya itself. Rebbe Rav Chiya, chad asar v'chad shari. One held was mutter, one held was asar. Rabba memeratle, he used to try to take it out of the kulya, out of the kidneys. Rabbi Yechon memeratle also tried to take it out. Rabbi Asi gomle, no, just cut the kidney on top, got everything off on top, but anything that was covered inside the kulya, anything that was inside the kidney, he allowed to eat that. Amabaye kavosid of Asi mistav that's mutter. Why? I don't know about Rabbi Domashmua on top of Tzalik Gimel Alev. Chelev, shabosa choifaisa, the chelev, which is on the flanks in the back of the behema, that the basa covers it. There's in between the layers of meat, there's some fat. That fat is not called the chelev shalak solim, that's asr. That's not called the chelev shalak solim, that's asr. It's only the chelev that could be seen, that's visible. But anything that's covered over with meat is not considered fat that was asr. Chelev shalak solim is a mutter. Amo. The chelev that's on top of the flanks of Rachmana, that's inside the meat. Inside the meat, covered on two sides by the meat, that does not have an isser of chelev. Hachinami by the kulya as well. The chelev on top of the kidneys, that's what's asr. Anything that's inside the kidneys, that fat is not part of the isser of chelev shalak loyas. So he's saying it's mistaver like Rav Asi used to cut off the top of the kidney, any fat on top, it's visible on top, it cut off. But any white that was inside the kidney, that's mutter, because that's considered covered in the kidney. Where do you find shaydeh? But a chelev. The chelev is shalak solim. Chelev shalak solim is also. But dafka shalak solim. It's on top of the flanks. That's on top of the meat. But something that's inside the meat, that fat is not part of the isser of chelev.